Hey everyone, it's Clive Holland here on Fix Radio. It's Trade Talk, of course, brought to you this week by Centurion Safety for Hard Hat Awareness Week. Taking care of that lid is the most important thing. We've been out and about talking to various people on sites that you'll hear all week. I'm about to have a chat with a gentleman called Luke Griggs, who's the Deputy Chief Executive of Headway. Now, construction sites without the correct protection can potentially be very dangerous places. We all know that, especially when it comes to head injuries. This is why Headway, the Brain Injury Association, and leading safety manufacturer Centurion are working together to raise awareness of using and maintaining hard hats while on site. Together, the organisations have partnered to create Hard Hat Awareness Week, which we're in right now through until the 27th of September. And we'll see a series of activities designed to drive awareness of brain injury and encourage best practice around safety equipment. The results of a survey conducted by the Brain Injury Charity, which explored the use of hard hats in the construction industry and understanding of concussion, were published at the start of the Awareness Raising Week. Shockingly, these statistics revealed that among those who experienced a head injury at work, 52% did not report an incident to their manager, and just 6% sought medical attention for their head injury. And that's the opener that I found pretty damn shocking. But to flesh out those bones, we have Luke Griggs, Deputy Chief Executive of Headway. Good afternoon, Luke, and thanks for joining us on Fix.
Thank you for having me.
Now then, there is a bit of a shock. I know you've got more statistics, but it's strange, isn't it, that first of all, your hard hat. I mean, I've been out on sites over the last few days and talking to various guys about their hard hat, how they look after it, what they like about it, what they don't like about it, etc., etc. But I think the most overriding feeling here is that, and with everybody on site, is that it's important. It's just a part of them once they arrive on site. And I think that is pretty critical.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you can put it into wider context. They say, well, when we get into our car, the first thing you do is you put your seatbelt on. And, it becomes natural. You know, if any time we don't put our seatbelt on the car, we sometimes feel there's something missing. And it is that natural thing, and it becomes part of driving. And it's exactly the same when you're on a construction site, to make sure that your hat is part of your everyday equipment, same way as your high vis, and it becomes kind of natural. And I think that's really important, and it's really encouraging that people have that attitude. But I think this campaign goes a little bit further than that by actually trying to give people a sense of not only you should, but why you should and why it's important. And once I think people get better understanding about how easy it is to sustain a brain injury and what the impact can be, you know, hopefully those numbers, when people actually take brain injury and head injury, even minor head injury, a little bit more seriously, we'll see the kind of a change in behaviour and patterns to and attitudes to wearing hard hats.
I think the interesting one was, one of the questions I was asking was about concussion and did they understand what that meant, et cetera, et cetera. And many of them didn't. They didn't know what signs were. You know, the dizziness, the fact that even if they took a headache pill, whatever, and it didn't go away, that they'd got vision was going a bit dodgy. They just thought sitting down for an hour or so would be the answer. But surely this is not the case. You've got to address it by at least going to see your site foreman or the managers or whatever to say, look, I've had a bash on the head, with or without my helmet on. You know, you've had a bash on the head. It needs to be addressed.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And actually, you know, when we see the serious accidents, they're always addressed, and site safety is so strong these days that any kind of serious incident is treated really well. But the issue we've got is these minor injuries that don't get reported. And when it comes to concussion, I think, you know, one of the key things here, this is in no way is a punitive campaign. It's about raising awareness and helping people to understand. And you see it in all the work we've done. I'm sure that many people have seen our concussion aware campaign when it comes to football and rugby and all contact sports. And that's been about raising awareness and understanding about players, referees, coaches as well. But if you think about some of the symptoms you mentioned there, you mentioned dizziness, you mentioned, a slow reaction speed when you've had a concussion, difficulty processing, retaining information or instructions, blurred or distorted vision. Now think about having those kind of effects when you're operating machinery on site, or you're walking around a site. We all know just walking around a construction site can have its dangers. You've got to be sharp, you've got to be aware, you've got to know what's going on around you. All of those things, you're not only putting yourself in danger, but you're putting your workmates in danger too. You're right, the effects of concussion may not be immediate and they may not be obvious. They may be slow in presenting themselves, and it can actually be a few hours or even the next day before actually the signs become obvious to you. So that itself can provide some problems in terms of you thinking, well, I feel fine. But the reality is your brain might be actually be distorted, and those changes might be happening gradually. So we would always say that, if in doubt, get it checked out. Do not take that chance, because even a minor head injury can have a major impact.
The thing is as well that when I was having a chat with these guys, one of the things I was also bringing up was, don't put decals or stickers on your hard hat, because I think it's the glue in those stickers that can start to break down the construction of the hard hat material. But most of them had all got stickers on anyway with their own company name for a start. So it was sort of difficult. And in certain cases, you've got the front of the hard hat had got a bit of a recess where you could actually put the sticker in. So they didn't quite understand it. And I have to say, neither did I at the end of the day. But not putting any stickers on at all is surely the best way.
Well, that's one of the ones that, I certainly wasn't aware of before we started working with Centurion. And it is really kind of interesting that you see these things. And we're all learning, I think, a little bit about the kind of intricacies of helmet manufacture. And you think about how far this technology has come on over the years. And working with Centurion, we're able to see some of the very earliest, helmets that were out there, and to say that they it was better than nothing, just about true. And nowadays you've got these incredibly technologically advanced products that are doing incredible stuff to try and actually protect us. I think, if you've got that equipment, you do want to make sure then that actually you're making it as effective as possible. So, it is a case of listening to these experts and doing whatever we can to make sure that the helmets are protected. And I think that the key thing about that, from my understanding, is actually keeping them, out of the direct sunlight or extreme temperatures, and looking after them when you're not using them is just as important. And then get them checked. The fact that you said, I've always had this helmet for the last 20 years, it fits me well, it's comfortable. Well, it may be comfortable, but, you won't be comfortable if it fails you because it's not been checked regularly, or it's not been maintained, or actually it's just wear and tear over the years isn't doing its job. You certainly won't be comfortable if it fails you. So do get it checked and do look after them.
That's brilliant stuff, Luke. Hang on right there. We'll be back to chat some more in a little while. We're just going to go for a quick break. And don't forget, guys, it's so important to look after your helmet. And we're helping you to do that right here on Fix Radio, along with Centurion Safety for Hard Hat Awareness Week. So stay right there, and we'll have more from Luke straight after this.